Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jim Cal Radio, episode number 26 out of 5 tonight. And not only that, well, you know what, I'll mention what a special occasion is in effect. But before I do that, let me not be rude, introduce my co-host, the anchor, if you will, of Jim Cal Radio, Mr. Furman. Furman, welcome to Jim Cal Radio.
Hey, not nice. How you doing? How's everybody else doing out there in MP3 land?
Or, you know, for the few of you who may be joining us live tonight, welcome. And for those of you listening to the archive version, you know, thank you for listening and thank you for the support and for your patience. And, well, I guess the first thing I need to explain here is what am I doing here? Why it's not nice co-hosting and not DJ? Birdman?
Well, DJ is still on his Get the Fuck Out tour 2010, and I believe he's somewhere up in Wisconsin living in a campground. And as any campground goes, the internet reception and cell phone reception is terrible. So he cannot be with us to do the live show tonight, but that is not stopping us, nor any technical difficulties. We are blazing ahead. And we're going to have a good time tonight. We have a bunch of news stories for you, top 10, some nigger trivia, and a whole bunch of stuff. So, not nice. There's some recent goings on with Puerto Rico and Obama's power grab, I would call it.
Well, yes. As you know, I am from Puerto Rico myself. Puerto Rico is a commonwealth of the United States, which basically means it's a colony. We are, quote-unquote, part of the United States, but we don't get to vote for the president, and so on. You may be familiar with our sort of ambiguous status. Well, every few years, the subject of Puerto Rico's status comes up, whether it should become a state or become an independent country. And in Puerto Rico, the subject comes up pretty regularly. Really, every 2 or 3 years, it becomes a serious issue, quote-unquote, but nothing ever gets resolved. Now, apparently, Congress is considering voting on a bill which would allow for Puerto Rico to have the option of becoming a state.
In fact, Congress has already voted on it, and the issue has passed, and now it's going to go to the Senate. If it passes in the Senate, the president signs it, it's going to go to the Puerto Rican people, and they're going to decide. So what do you think of all that, Nice?
Well, first of all, I mean, I've been up here on the continent, if you will, for the last decade or so. So I'm not really up to date so much with what's happening down there, but I'm still interested in what's going on in my island. Mm-hmm. However, the status issue is old, and it's been talked about for years and years. We've had at least 3 or 4 plebiscites or referendums, whatever you want to call them. And it's always like 50-50, you know, 50 state commonwealth and 50 for statehood. So there's never a clear majority. I'm guessing Obongo's motivation behind this sudden and rather baffling push for statehood is to gain a new couple of million Democratic voters. Because let's face it, the great majority of Puerto Ricans are, if asked to choose between Republican and Democrat, they're Democrats, and they're going to vote Democratic. I myself am left of center, regardless of whether I hate niggers or not.
Well, you're everybody's favorite nigger-loving liberal around here on Chimp Out, so.
Yeah, well, you know, I try not to piss anyone off. But basically, if Puerto Rico becomes a state, it would mean. Well, let's see. There's a congressman for every 500,000 inhabitants in any particular state. Puerto Rico has about 4 million people. That's 8 congressmen or congresswomen, whatever. They would almost all certainly be Democrats. 2 senators would also be Democrats. Very likely a Democratic governor. I can see, I can see the strategic value behind this. I think it's cynical and it's kind of disgusting, but what can you expect from the current bunch we have up in Washington? I myself am kind of neutral on the issue. I think Puerto Rico being a state could be good. And being an independent country also has its advantages. So I'm kind of two minds about it. In any case, I live up here now. You know, I'm an American. I'm not really deeply involved with Puerto Rican politics any longer.
Well, in my opinion, and I'm pretty far to the right on many things, and as far as Puerto Rico goes, I really don't have a problem with them becoming a state, but I just see this whole issue as a power grab for Obama. And I was watching on Glenn Beck earlier today. He said, and he pointed out, about every 10 years it comes up for a vote for Puerto Rico to become a state. And, you know, go figure. You know, Obama being the power-grabbing, arrogant son of a bitch that he is, he's doing this. And it's just one more thing. It's just one more thing that he's doing to gain more power for himself and his buddies.
Yeah, pretty soon he'll start offering assistance to Haiti and Jamaica and, you know, Somalia. You know, just try to make every country in the world a state. You know, just go ahead and just call it then a one-world government.
Well, you know, as far as Obama goes, I would love Obama to make Haiti a state. That way we would have a place to put, you know, we would just turn it into a giant landfill and all of America's garbage. And all of America's garbage could go down to Haiti and make a giant landfill out of it, so we wouldn't have to pollute our own country with our own garbage.
Yeah, all the niggers, we can just send them all down there.
Yeah.
Hey, good news, niggers. You're what is it? 40 acres and a mule. We're giving it to you. The bad news is it's in Haiti, so get on the ship now. Oh, God, that'll be so nice. But anywho, folks, if you're listening out there, and the unlikely event you're actually listening live to this, and you want to call in, here's the number, 646-200-4171. So if you're listening, go ahead and call in and join us here for a special occasion. By the way, I'd be remiss to go any further without mentioning it. I believe this week. This weekend is Chimpout's second anniversary. Is that correct, Birdman?
Is actually the official anniversary was on the 27th, but we decided to do the show on the 30th out of convenience for everybody, because it's easier for people to stay up late on a Friday and listen to the show. And hopefully we get plenty of callers to call in and wish us a happy second anniversary.
Well, hey, I figure I got to put on some ported music here to celebrate location. Hey, what are you saying? Oh, here, too. Here we go. It's really quite an event. I mean, it's been quite a ride, and I've had a ton of great laughs on the Chimpout Forum. It's really become, hands down, my favorite website, and Berman, I'm sure you agree.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, where else can people of all races, nationalities, and what have you come together to bash niggers? I mean, it's a great site. It's a great movement. I mean, we don't really exclude anybody here except niggers and the people that enable them.
That's right. I mean, we, you know, people of all backgrounds and ethnicities and political beliefs can come together and talk about the plague that is really making our lives a living hell, and things are only getting worse seemingly by the day. You know, the behavior of niggers seems to get more erratic and crazier really by the day. Frightening, really.
And speaking of nigger enablers, I have a news story here, our first news story of the night. And this is really quite unreal. I don't know what it is with these liberal hippie chicks that, you know, don't shave their armpits and walk around in sundresses thinking they're going to save the world. But this one, the story is a coal-burning whore goes to live in a mud hut. Now, mind you, this woman is from the United States. She was raised by a pretty much normal family in a middle class sort of way. But unfortunately, I guess she feels guilty for being white because she hucked it on over to Africa and married some Maasai nigger buck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And her friends are surprised. Her own mother has disowned her, and we salute her mother. Thank you for disowning your stupid, brain-dead daughter. Maybe when your daughter...
Yeah. You'll have to applaud that.
Yes.
So, let's maybe see if I understand what's going on so far. This apparently deeply mentally ill coal burner.
Oh yes.
Married, literally a savage. You know,
uh-huh.
I'm not even being a vituper here. A savage straight out of the fucking bush. And went down to live there with a Maasai. Now, you know the show, what is it called? Bizarre Foods, I believe.
With Andrew Zimmern, yeah.
Exactly. He went to Kenya one time to hang out with a Maasai and sample their food. And this guy, he put himself through some shit.
Oh, man. He must have had diarrhea for 3 months.
He's lucky he's alive. I mean, he ate fucking guts directly out of an animal that had been lying dead for a couple of days, ate fucking milk mixed with cow blood, shit that had been rolling around in dirt, or basically cooked in the dirt. Yeah, I mean, these things, I don't want to say they live like animals, because animals have better sense than to... live in these conditions. It's baffling.
It's really quite unbelievable, because here we have an American woman, and she's not a bad-looking girl. I mean, she's actually kind of cute. And she decides to give up her life, her decent life in America, to go over and live like a Stone Age savage. Here's a quote from the news story here. Quote, unsurprisingly, her conviction has proved incomprehensible to many of her friends, who cannot grasp why Colette wants to turn her back on the luxuries of Western life. Obviously, some of them have found it hard to understand. They just cannot conceive of what my life is like there. At the same time, they can clearly see how happy I am.
I don't know what kind of drugs this bitch is on, but...
She must be, like, tripping on acid on a daily basis. And she says that none of her friends have tried to talk me out of it, though. So her friends are a bunch of idiots, too.
Yeah, if one of my friends had to do that, I mean, I can even begin to tell you the massive freakout that I would experience, and I'd be very vocal about it.
Oh, my God. And it goes on to talk about her mother. And the story says, sadly, the same cannot be said of her mother, who is still unable to accept Colette's decision and remains estranged from her daughter. Her father's opinion isn't known, as he walked out on her mother when Colette was 12 and hasn't seen his daughter since. Well, apparently, this is where the mental illness springs from. Apparently, since her daddy left her when she was 12, she felt the need to get together with a nigger buck. Does that make any sense?
I mean, there are people right now sitting in padded cells wearing straight jackets, doped up in, you know, 50 different psychiatric medications, who are saner than this broad.
And she goes on to say, the fact that I'm going to marry a Maasai is a scandal, and the family said as a result, she and I don't speak. It's sad, but we are very different people, she says. No, you're not different people. You're marrying a goddamn monkey, okay? Yeah, this has nothing to do with people. You're committing bestiality.
Yeah, that's going to be that's audio of their wedding night. I'm telling you, I mean, it's funny.
Really. You know, this really makes me feel sad for American women, what they're subjected to day in and day out. And this happens to be the extreme of it, where some woman is so warped in the head, but for whatever reason, decides to give up her decent life in America and live in a mud hut with some nigger. I mean, you have to be, you know, maybe one of these days she's, you know, I think the next time she's going to see her mother is when her Maasai husband hacks her to bits and drinks the blood out of her empty skull.
Yeah, her mom's going to have to go to Kenya to identify her remains.
Yeah.
Whatever's going to be left of them. But hey, we have a caller in the line, air code 248. You're going to be on next. Anyone else out there who's listening?
Yes, please call in.
Yeah, call in. 646-200-4171. It is 11:15 p.m. on the East Coast. And we'll go ahead and bring our first caller of the night on. Caller, you're on Chimp Out Radio. Welcome.
Hey, this is Black Metal 84. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Black Metal.
Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. I figured I'd give you guys a call because you guys have been missing my sweet, sweet voice.
You bet. I've been, you could say, hungry.
You hunger for my voice.
You know, we miss your sweet, sweet voice, but we don't miss your sweet, sweet pictures from E-bombs and the other sites that you visit.
Oh, it's not from E-bombs. This is all my private collection, trust me. I've been collecting this stuff since I got the internet in 1995, so. But I digress. I figured I'd give you some good TNB reports from the area surrounding Detroit.
Fantastic.
Shoot away.
Horror stories.
Yeah. Now, there's a city called Highland Park. It's a suburb of Detroit. It's a real nigger shit stain. It's always been a shit stain, but it gets worse and worse as the years go on. Now, they had to call in what they call a financial manager. Basically, what a financial manager is they attempt to take control of the treasury and dole out funds as needed so the city doesn't go into debt any further. Well, they decided to hire a nigger.
Oh, wonderful.
Mr. Arthur Blackwell II.
Shit.
This nigger wrote more than $200,000 of checks to himself from the city's treasury. Bankrupting it. And the best part is, our wonderful governor, Jennifer Granholm, said that he was the best man for the job, and she pushed for him to be hired.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, good pick.
Yeah, she's a good pick, too, put it that way. Liberal piece of shit.
God, Jesus Christ. I mean, what's going to happen to that whole area of Michigan? I mean, is it going to have to be fenced off from the rest of the United States just for the safety of the rest of the country?
Preferably with electric razor wire.
Apparently. But this story gets better. Mr. Blackwell said that he would run the city for $1 a year. That's right, folks. $1.
It doesn't count all the kickbacks he gets from his lobbyists, though, huh?
I mean, a nigger working practically for free? When's the last time that happened? Well, you know, besides slavery.
It's not the lobbyists. It was a state government. He all of a sudden asked for a raise to $11,000 a month. And $77,000 in back pay. However, that violates the state's Open Meetings Act because it was done behind closed doors, and there's a prohibition on retroactive pay. So now he faces felony charges for about $264,000. And you know what his statement was? I bet you all know what his statement was.
I didn't do nothings, man.
I didn't do nothings.
That is correct.
I didn't do nothing and shit. That was my payroll. You know what I say? I had to buy those big rims for my Cadillac.
I mean,
so far they have no idea where the money went. They'll find out soon enough. But I mean, $264,000 just gone in that nigger's pocket.
Check the local crack house. It's probably there.
Check his Cadillac and check to see what wheels are on. I'm sure the wheel maker got a good chunk of that money.
Oh yeah.
Get those big ass wheels on his caddy. You know, I got to represent, you know what I'm saying? I be working for government and shit.
Sorry. If you have the time, I'd just give a short aside about my shoe sale adventures.
We would definitely like to hear about your shoe sales adventures.
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen one of my recent posts about the sows and the scooters, which it seems to be the latest trend, you know, the four-bill sows getting in the scooters because, you know, they're just fucking too lazy to walk. That's all there is to it.
Carrying 400 or 500 pounds around is kind of hard, and it's too much like work to them, so they have to get a scooter.
Well, one came into my store in a scooter. I'd say a good 350, four bills, probably like a double cheeseburger away from four bills. That's what I'd say. And she's wanted to be trying some of them shoes on. Honestly, I can't really remember off the top of my head what it was. It was just some sandal, and obviously it was not going to fit. Now, this is kind of ordinary if it weren't for the fact that she was holding a triple-decker ice cream cone from Häagen-Dazs.
I've got diabetes, but that's okay.
Yeah, I wonder how these sows get so fat. The hormones?
It's a mystery. It's just a mystery.
We should form a special committee. It should cost about $100 billion to set it up. A special government committee to investigate this weight problem that sows
have. Maybe we could get Stephen Hawking involved, and you know how smart he is. He could come up with some big complex theory as to how sows get so fat.
Niggers are too fat. I mean, food be racist and shit.
Put down that fork.
Oh, but what do you expect? I mean, you have these sows, having a couple of double down sandwiches from KFC for lunch every
double
day,
down.
And
double.
Then and then tumbling down to the mall to try. The key word here is try human shoes under hoops. You know, which I mean, black metal. I feel for you because to try to get one of these animals, appendages. And the shoes that were designed for human feet must be tough, to say the least.
Those aren't feet. They're tree trunks, man.
Well,
and
they
always ask for extra wide sizes, too.
Yes, they do. Always. The day that any of you see a sow attempt to jam a size 10 double wide, maybe triple, into a size 8 shoe and everything spilling out the sides, then you can come talk to me.
Yeah. Good God.
Well, while we have black metal on, I have to mention, you mentioned it, I have to talk about this, the double down sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
That is the ultimate bigger sandwich.
Isn't it?
They were too lazy to put a fucking bun on it. It's two chicken breasts, you know, deep fried, of course, with bacon in the middle, and pepper jack cheese with no bun. No bun. They put it in a little sleeve. And that looks to me like the ultimate nigger sandwich, being too lazy to put a damn bun on the thing.
I mean, I'm hardly a vegetarian or anything, but that thing has to be one of the most really disturbing things I've seen in recent memory. I mean, it's an abomination, and I would expect only niggers or people who just really literally don't care about their health at all would eat this thing. Also, you know what? If KFC had a sense of humor, they would put a leaf of lettuce right there in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a touch of irony.
I smell like a freight train. I'm fat, but there ain't no way I'm touching that sandwich.
Hey, is there a KFC in the mall that you work at there, Black Metal?
Oh, there might as well be. I mean, not yet.
Not yet. So the fat Sal on the scooter could go from the shoe store directly to the KFC.
Oh God, yeah. Just go go to KFC, stock up on Double Downs, and then drive her scooter back to the shoe store, or maybe to go shopping for a new cell phone or something. Or just do what Nancy should do. Just go shoplift.
Oh, the cell phone stands. I feel bad for those guys because all it is just fucking niggers surrounding them. Because they're like kiosks. They're not actual stores. They're getting bombarded left and right.
Yeah, and those niggers with the cell phones, you know, they sign up for a 2-year contract, and 3 weeks later they have to throw the phone away because the DEA is listening in on their line. So they keep... they keep getting out of these phone contracts, and you know you have to pay a ton to get out of those phone contracts.
It's like $200 or $300.
I needs to get me a new phone because it's from technical difficulties. I cannot use my old phone. I need to get out of my contract.
Fucking racist country got on my phone and shit because I didn't pay. That's what happens. Niggers don't expect to have to pay for things.
That's why you just get Boost Mobile, nigga. Where you at? We gonna get some Boost Mobile.
Oh, Boost Mobile. God. Anyway, listen, Black Metal, I appreciate you being our first caller of the night. You're a lifesaver. I can't believe I can't believe I'm saying that. I never thought I would. But thank you. I do have another caller waiting on the line, area code 707. So we'll go ahead and bring them on, which means, Black Metal, I'm going to have to let you go. But make sure you stay tuned in. And, hey, if things get slow later tonight, call back in. We're going to be here for another hour and a half. So
okay, sweet chief. All right.
Have a good night there, Black Metal. How about we all take
right,
a...
guys.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks.
Aw,
how about
you love me.
Shut up.
Oh, we love you.
All right. Thank you, and we'll talk to you. We'll probably talk to you later tonight. I'm sure we'll have plenty of time. But let's see. Let's go ahead and bring our next caller on the line onto our live second anniversary Chimp Out Radio show. Caller, welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Hello?
Am I on? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Wild Trout.
Hey,
Wild Trout.
How are you doing?
Thank you for doing great. Thank you very much for calling in. I am, you know, mildly surprised. That's why I shouldn't be, but very, very pleased that you called in tonight. Thank you so much. Let me ask you, are you excited about Chimp Out's second anniversary?
Well, I'm just happy to be on.
Well, we're happy to have you on.
Well, I'll tell you what. Are we back up or what?
Well, we are, last time I checked, we were not. So, you know, right now, and I know many of you out there wondering what's going on, we're apparently, obviously, having some technical difficulties of some sort. Beyond that, we don't know what the source is. We're not sure when the phone is going to be back on. As soon as we know, of course, we will let everyone know as best we can. But last I knew, we were still down. But we're still here. I mean, I was going to do the show anyway, same as Birdman. So here we are. Whatever's happening, we're here.
Is this DJ?
This is Nut Knife, actually. DJ is...
Oh, Nut Knife. Okay.
Yeah. DJ is out in the wilderness, out in the Yukon or something, but...
We will be hearing from DJ later on tonight. We'll be calling him into the show so he can tell us about his adventures.
Yeah. He's going to be... he's going to wrestle a bear out in the wilderness and talk to...
Well, this is my first time calling in, and I just... God damn, I love you motherfuckers!
thank you.
Well, we love you too. Let me play a sound effect to show my appreciation for your commitment to Chimp Out, Wild Trout. Let's see what's appropriate. Alright, not that one. let's see, what do I got here? Here you go, how about some applause? That's one. Okay, that's enough. That's for you, buddy. Well, listen, Wild Trout, are you out on the West Coast?
Yeah, I live in Northern California.
Right, that's what I thought. What's the mayor situation up there? From what I hear, it's pretty bad.
It's not so bad where I live. I go a couple, three weeks without seeing niggers.
Yeah.
So.
And I say it's pretty bad, maybe because I only hear mostly from people in Sacramento, the Bay Area, excluding San Francisco.
San Francisco is fucked up.
Yeah.
The city itself is not bad. It's actually one of my favorite cities anywhere. But I know that pretty much anywhere outside of, the rich people core of San Francisco, it's pretty much, nigger free-for-all.
Once you get into Oakland, man, you're practically in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oakland is fucking nigger city.
It sure is. I mean, hey, there's a few famous niggers that come from Oakland. One of the black founders of the Black Panthers, I forget the name.
Huey Newton.
MC Hammer. From Oakland, and there's some nigger that exemplifies TNB right there. Make a few $1 million, really doing nothing, and then blow it all on other niggers.
It only took. He was worth, I believe, $65 million or $650. He was worth so much money in 1991, and by 1994, he was flat broke. TNB at its finest.
typical crap. So, Wild Trout, you don't get to see a lot of niggers then, I take it.
Well, thank Christ.
So, have you had any interesting coontags any time recently?
Actually, I don't. I'm, like I said, there's not that many niggers around, thank Christ, where I live.
Mm-hmm.
I feel blessed that...
But you are. Actually, here's what we're going to do. After the show, PM me your address, because I'm going to move in with you next week.
Is this Rick?
Yeah, well, hey, if you're somewhere where there's very few niggers, I need to go move there. Except, I don't know. California's not doing so good. I mean, from what I hear, California's broke. The economy...
You mean Taxalfornia?
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I mean, Wild Trout, is the economy that bad in California right now, or is the media exaggerating?
No, I think it's bad everywhere. You do what you got to do, and, it's tough. And I'm tough sledding. I've got my problems, and I'm sure everybody else does. The economy's not good, but fuck, man, you just gotta fucking put your nose down and fucking go for it. And
right.
I don't like it.
That's right. That's what that's what humans do.
You're exactly right. Because people, fucking human beings, fucking rise up and fucking do what you gotta do. And I'm so fucking tired about fucking niggers complaining like they got something to fucking complain about. They get everything fucking handed to them. on a fucking platter. Ugh. No, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you got nothing to
look
for.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're here for, to let these feelings out, because apparently it's no longer socially acceptable to tell the truth.
That's the whole purpose of Chimp Out and Chimp Out Radio, is to vent about niggers, because we all are so disgusted by them that we try to have a few laughs at their expense, of course, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're still pissed off about it.
Exactly.
What's,
and hey, listen,
it's insane. It's,
it is.
What they fucking, God, don't.
don't have a stroke here on the radio now.
Yes, please.
If I have to interrupt the show to call 911, I'm going to be pretty pissed.
I don't know. I just, what these,
it's okay.
Fucking, they fucking call, they say they're fucking, oh man, I don't even know how to get started. I get so fucking pissed off. These fucking niggers, they fucking, oh, we're as good as you are. Yeah, but they don't fucking work. They don't fucking do nothing. They just fucking leech off white tea. You know?
That's right. And they're getting worse now that Obongo is in office. They think it's a free ride, and they're sadly mistaken. Now, Wildtrout, I'm going to have to cut this short, unfortunately. I got one more caller, and then we got to get into the TJ. So,
hey, how about
I'm gonna keep a listener.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
In.
Not nice. How about we do a musical break real quick and bring on our next caller? How's that sound?
Well, we're scheduled to bring DJ on here in about less than 10 minutes. So I think honestly, I don't want to leave the caller we got waiting on the line just waiting for however long we're going to be talking to DJ. So I feel we're going to have to bring him on just real quick here.
Oh, okay, no problem.
If you need
no
to break
problem.
Away, that's perfectly understandable. But let's go ahead and bring our next caller in, probably from Skype. Caller, you're on the line, and welcome to Chimp Out Radio.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
This is UK Darky Destroyer. How you all doing tonight, folks?
Hey,
buddy. How you doing?
Fight me, old son.
Fantastic. I'm very glad you were able to stay up and call in. It's really an honor to have you on.
Oh, thank you.
What the hell time is it over there?
It's 4:38 here, mate. I've been up for a couple of hours, like, getting drunk, because I come home from work last night at 10 o'clock, and I was pretty fucking knackered, and I was going to get wasted all night long, but I was just too tired. So I went to bed for a couple of hours, and I've just woke up about an hour and a half ago, so I've only just started to get drunk, so you have to bear with me if I'm not too funny.
Fantastic. Hey, let me tell you, I'm a big fan of your prank phone calls where you call usually nigger lovers and give them a hard time.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. I've got a couple of interesting ones in the pipeline. There's one or two that you've not heard on the show. I might have PM'd them to you, but I'm not too sure if you've got them.
All right. Yeah, once we're back up, definitely, I want to have a listen to those, and I'm happy to include them on the Not Nice Radio Show. And also, I know they also get on Chimp Out Radio, so good work with that. So what's your take on the situation in the UK? You guys have an election coming up next week, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, an election, whatever. Yeah, our idiot, unelected Scottish Prime Minister Gordon Brown is hopefully he's going to get the fuck out of there, and we're going to get somebody else in. I mean, they're all just as bad. However,
Gordon Brown's the white version of Obama.
Yeah, pretty much. Did you hear what happened on the news the other day when that woman asked him about immigration, and he called her a bigot?
Yeah.
That was
hilarious.
We've been years on Chimp Out.
I think the UK's Obama is Nick Clegg, the Liberal Democrat.
Yeah, he's bad. He's on about giving citizenship to between 600,000 and 1 million illegal immigrants. And the fact of the matter is, they're all from Nigeria, Africa, well, some sort of stupid sub-Saharan nigger country. And they've all sort of sneaked into this country, and they're all selling drugs or, you know, pimping out white girls, whatever they fucking do. So, yeah, he's on about giving British citizens it to all these, well, monkeys, really. That ain't going to be good, because it's just going to encourage more of them to come here.
A complete disgrace. Well, who are you going to be voting for, Darky Destroyer?
Well, actually, I'm not registered to vote, because there's a few companies that I owe money to, and I don't really want to pay them. But however, if I could vote, I would definitely vote BNP.
Wait a minute. If you're in debt to somebody, you can't vote? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I've got to register on the electoral register to vote. However, there's a few companies that have scammed me and fucking done me over the years, and if they find out where I am, well, they'll probably ask for their money back, which is fucking bullshit because they scammed me.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
I'm just going to stay off the grid for a couple more years. I'm happy here. There's no niggers or anything. It's a cracking little village that I'm in. We don't put up with monkey shines here. So I'm quite happy.
Wow. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, there's no niggers here whatsoever. However, when I go to work, there's niggers all over the place. It's a pretty shitty job that I do, or the company that I work for provides pretty shitty jobs, you know, mopping toilets and shit like that. But they don't put up with the niggers either.
Wow. But they're actually, let me make sure I got this straight. They're actually niggers there that agreed to take a job to work.
Well, actually, yeah. We've actually got.
Oh my God! I'm gonna have a heart attack.
Yeah, we've got one nigger there. He's Portuguese, and when I take this show, what I download and I pass it around on my mates, everyone's gonna know who I'm talking about. So I'm probably gonna get the sack anyway. But he's one of the most annoying niggers ever. But he's from Portugal. But we had a genuine, pure blood, sub-Saharan nigger that worked for us for a couple of years, and he was just, well, that's the reason I got into Chimp Out, because everything I read on Chimp Out, this guy come out with, you know, gives me that, and I not understand, and break time, yes, I understand that, you know, so I got into Chimp Out because this fucking asshole that worked with us, because he's a monkey, really.
One thing I got to say, UK Darky Destroyer, is that you have been a huge supporter of the radio show for quite some time now. And for those of you who don't know UK Darky Destroyer, what he did was he recorded some of our shows onto an MP3, took it to work with him, and played it for his buddies at work. And all his friends at work really enjoy the show. So here's a shout-out to UK's Darky Destroyer's co-workers. Thank you for listening to this show. We really appreciate it. And, you know, keep working hard and keep hating niggers, because it ain't getting any better.
Absolutely. I second that.
Yeah, listen, trust me. I work with lots of logistic companies that deliver food to our warehouse, and everyone I talk to, they fucking hate niggers. They really do. Unfortunately, there's been like some sort of legislation that's gone down at work. I don't know what happened. Somebody's been caught listening to Chimp Out Radio or whatever. And so they've said no more listening to MP3 players while you're at work. And I've actually got a photograph.
I think they caught on to you, didn't they?
Well, I'm not too sure about that. Like, I think it was probably a health and safety issue. You know, people driving around on forklifts, you know, laughing randomly. Wow. You know,
makes sense. Yeah, just be careful. You know, be careful out there. Don't lose your job over Chimp Out Radio. Well, listen, UK Darky Destroyer, I'm gonna have to let you go here now. We've got to bring DJ onto the line. But I really appreciate you staying up and calling and just being a great supporter of Chimp Out, the forum, and the radio show. Thank you very, very much for calling in tonight.
No worries, mate. It's been a pleasure being here. It's been nice to talk to you. Nice, and Birdman. So take care, yeah, fellas, and I shall catch you on the other side.
Thank you. You have a great night. All right. UK Darky Destroyer, one of, rookies of the year of Chimp Out.
Yeah.
Making an impression on the forum.
He's, He's such a huge fan of the show, and we really appreciate what he does, and he spreads the word around, believe me.
It sure does. Now, I know you've all been waiting for this. The man who would usually be sitting in my chair right now for Chimp Out Radio, DJ Stubnig, we're going to try to get a hold of him out there in the wilds of Wisconsin or Michigan or whatever the hell he is. Let's see if we can go ahead and bring him on the line here.
Hello?
Hi, DJ. This is Not Nice and Burman. You're on Chimp Out Radio.
Awesome. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
Doing great, man.
Good deal. All
right. So, DJ, where are you and what have you been up to?
Well, lots of listeners of Chimp Out Radio will know that in February, early February, I sold the Nig rental in Michigan and got the fuck out and hit the road. And, of course, the first person I met was in real life was you, Birdman.
Yes, indeed, and we had a good time.
Yeah, it was snowing really hard that day, but Bird showed me all around Pittsburgh and had a lot of fun. And then after that, I went to go see Thin White Line in Tennessee and also met with Pooflinger in Missouri. And, of course, I also got to meet Not Nice in person in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, we had a lot of fun, too. And after that, you know, I just kind of hit the road and made a few more stops. I've met probably about five or six more chickens since then. And, you know, I've just been touring the country and stopping in and saying hi. And there's going to be another episode released real soon, probably within the next 2 weeks, featuring some more Texas chimpers, including American Apartheid.
Yeah, he's a good – American Apartheid's a good guy. He's relatively new to the forum, but we like him.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So whereabouts are you now, DJ?
Well, right now, actually, I'm just renting a camper. It's a 30-foot long camper. It sleeps like eight people, and I'm just ironically enough, I'm back in Michigan. The tour is still going on, but I just was getting a little low on funds, and a friend of mine found this deal for me. And basically, you can rent a camper at this campsite, which is right on the river, for like April through October. The entire cost is just under $1,000.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I couldn't turn something like that up down. So, I've just been living here in Michigan, and I'm going to spend the summer here, and just been like fishing. And today I went mountain biking and split some wood, and we had a fire and a huge cookout, and I played horseshoes all day. So, it's been a lot of fun.
So, basically, you're living like a hippie, huh?
Yeah, I'm living like an extremely conservative, nigger-hating hippie. With short hair and clean cut. But, you know, as far as campgrounds go, there's about 55 lots, I think, here that are just full of full-time residents, you know, retired people like me that just want to, you know, have a cheap place to live. And there's, like, showers with hot and cold water, clean bathrooms, and, you know, there's the horseshoe thing, and there's, like, a playground for the kids, and then there's trails. I've seen two eagles so far flying around, and I've seen probably about six or eight deer. I've seen turtles, wild, I've seen ducks and geese, and I've seen probably, like, four or five wild turkey walking around. I've seen rabbits. There's fishing galore. It's just a really, really cool place.
You don't see that kind of shit in Kalamazoo, do you?
No, you pretty much just see a bunch of niggers. Oh, and that's the other thing, because I went to Wiki to check out this town, the nearest town, which is a small town, and the nigger population is not 2%, it's 0.2% nigger.
Wow.
And the only niggers you see, get this, okay, if you guys remember... Bert, you remember the episode where I was talking to my liberal friend who was foster childing some nigglets, the ones that were drinking out of the toilet?
Yeah, the ones that were eating the gum out of the garbage can. Yeah, I remember
Right. Okay, he's my next-door neighbor.
Are the nigglets still around?
Yeah, and he's got a third nigglet now named Bert.
One thing we didn't mention on that show is that the guy who adopted those nigglets, we thought he was doing it out of compassion. Instead, he's doing it for the money.
Yeah, he didn't actually adopt them. They're foster children.
So he gets a check for $1,000 for each kid every month. So,
I don't
know
the dollar amount, but yeah, I think that's about right, yeah.
So he has to put up with Niglets, three Niglets for a check each month. I guess that's his job, you know, to babysit Niglets, you know. The federal government.
Yeah, I hear that noise all the time. But, he's got this really cool trailer, or camper, whatever. It sleeps like seven or eight. It's brand new. I don't know what he paid for it, but it's lovely. I mean, you go inside and it's like a home. And, he babies it. He takes care of it, you know, like any human would do. And he found that there's, like, problems with the bathroom, you know, and they weren't supposed to use it, but apparently at night, the Niglets used the bathroom, and before they used it, they took, like, you know those bottle of water that you get at the store, the bottle of water, the purified water things? They dropped it in the toilet, and it fit perfectly, and it was clear, so nobody knew that it was in there, and then they took a monkey poop on it, and it took them, like, 3 hours. He had to invent a tool to get this thing out of his toilet.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's hardly worth the check that he's getting, you know?
Oh, I know. It barely covers the damage that they do to everything. But, like, they were getting... Like, the Niglets were fighting. It's Chris and Leroy are their names. And they actually almost got into a fist fight a couple days ago over, get this, a discarded can of pop that a white girl drank out of.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
It was going to come to blows to see who could drink the last swallow that his human daughter drank out of.
I got you to get me the pop can from the white chick, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, yeah, and they're tearing the campground. He only comes out here on weekends, but, yeah, the Niglets are loose, and they just, they were choking each other, and it's just nonstop T&B.
Look, wait. One question I have to ask is, you know, when he does this camper thing, can't he? You know, when you have a dog and you want to train it to stay in the yard, you put one of those electric lines around the yard. Why can't they do that? Why can't they do that with the Niglets? Like put the collar on the Niglets and put the electric line around the yard, and they go so far they get shocked, you know?
Because I don't think they've learned from it.
That's true. A dog would learn from that. They would keep on running while he's being shocked.
Well, he'd be like,
oh shit, I'm being shocked. I don't know what to do. I'll just keep running and shit. You know what I'm saying?
But this guy is really, really stressed out from having all these niggers around. And, like, today, there was this half-eaten brownie that was laying out. And when I walked my dogs were aware of the brownie on the picnic table, but they restrained themselves from jumping up there and eating it because they knew that it was wrong and it's not their brownie and they would get in trouble. Okay, so he goes, watch, I'll bet you anything, Anaya, that's the girl that was eating out of the toilet, or eating out of the garbage. He goes, I'll bet you anything that she'll come out here and eat that half-eaten brownie. And we watched her.
I could probably go out to that picnic table, take a dump on the table, put a cherry on the top, and that little piglet would eat it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Only as long as it's free, of course.
Yeah.
God. So basically, you're just chilling out there, DJ, doing some fishing, getting in touch with nature, and other than the, you know, the Niglets, I guess you're not seeing a whole lot of niggers, I would hope.
No, but I saw something very similar to nigger. Rhymes with a nigger. Okay, yeah, I know that I have three dogs, and Bert, you guys both met Barky, right? You guys met Barky. Remember Barky?
I met all three of your dogs, and they're the sweetest dogs on the planet.
Yeah, no, thanks. Well, Barky is the Rottweiler collie mix, and he's got long hair. And I noticed that there was, like, this tumor growing on him. And this is really gross, but, this happened today. And so I had somebody look at it, and they said, that tumor that's about, I'm not kidding, about an inch long, they said, that's not a tumor. I sound like Schwarzenegger. That's not a tumor. It's not a tumor. They said, it's a tick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a tick, and apparently it absorbs so much blood that this thing grew to be about the size of the end of my finger.
Oh, yeah, they do get that big. I mean, they do. I studied to be a veterinary assistant, man. Believe me, they do get that big.
really, I'd never seen anything like that, so we took it off of him, but that was like our excitement for the day, and he mentioned niggers, and all I could think of was chiggers. And of course, chiggers are higher on the evolutionary scale than niggers, but yeah, that was our excitement for the day, is taking that off of Barky.
Damn. Well, hey, yeah, at least it's not a tumor.
Yeah, at least that's the good news, it's not a tumor.
Oh, God. Well,
yeah.
How about since we got you here, we can do a news story with you?
Sure.
And you can listen on in and comment as I go along. This news story comes out of New Jersey. Police say New Jersey teen told blacks to leave Whole Foods store. This comes out of Edgewater, New Jersey. Police in northern New Jersey say a 14-year-old girl grabbed the supermarket microphone and announced, "All blacks leave the store." The case is nearly identical to what happened on two occasions at a southern New Jersey Walmart. So you were right about that earlier when we talked privately. Not nice. It happened at a Walmart, too. But
yeah, it did.
The Edgewater police say the new case is being investigated as a possible copycat situation. They say they were called after the girl made the announcement over the Whole Food Market's public address system Saturday afternoon. The girl, whose name was not released because of her age, is charged with bias, intimidation, and harassment. Walmart case, a 16-year-old boy faces the same charges. Come on, she was making a joke. Can't take a joke anymore.
It's a hate crime.
It's a fucking hate. For God's sake, are we that sensitive? Are the niggers that so oppressed? And, oh, some little 14-year-old girl said all blacks have to leave the store, and that be ruining my life and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be scarred for life. Not nice. Well, please do your lordy lordy right now.
Oh, lordy, bitch be insulting you with the PA system and shit.
Now, see, number one, though, this girl kind of chose the wrong forum for this. I mean, you're trying to troll niggers and you go to Whole Foods Market. That, you know, Walmart makes sense because that's, you know, we don't call it Nick Mart for nothing. Now, I appreciate this girl's spirit. And I really appreciate what she was trying to do, but instead of Whole Foods, which is, I mean, yeah, you can create some good laughs there because there's a lot of, you know, nigger-loving libtards, but...
Do niggers even shop at Whole Foods? I mean, because...
Oh, no.
Part...
It's all healthy food, you know, produce, organic food. You know, there's nothing there for niggers. You know, it's just healthy food. So.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they sell bananas.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, there you go.
Watermelon.
But really, if she wanted to cause a really good chimp out, she should have maybe gone to a Family Dollar or you know, another Walmart, of course, or maybe a Burlington Coat Factory. Niggers seem to like that.
Yeah.
See, but this kid, the thing that bothers me is this kid's life is going to be ruined over a joke. If she had gotten onto that... that microphone system and say, "All drunken Irishmen need to leave the store," everybody would have laughed and said, "Oh yeah, okay, that's fine, it's a joke." But instead she said, "All blacks leave the store," and now it's like a big political, "Oh lordy, lordy, they be offending me and shit." You know, niggers go around and they pretend to be so, and they pretend to be so tough. But they're the biggest whining crybabies I've ever seen in my life.
They are. And just like babies, they need constant supervision, or they will just get themselves into trouble.
Well, can't you take a joke, Leroy? For Christ's sake, I thought there were any niggers in that store at the time. It was probably some, you know, since it was Whole Foods, there was probably some white liberal hippie chick who doesn't shave her armpits. And, oh, my goodness, I'm offended by that. I better report the media. You aren't going to find a nigger in Whole Foods. Come on.
Yeah, they also have a lot of fried foods there, you know, and the deli probably doesn't have fried chicken, so. You know.
Well, you know, maybe the niggers were reading it in the box, and instead of Whole Foods, they thought it was Whole Foods. You know, like, you go in there, get your hole, and get some food.
I got some holes of food and shit. This place is great. She got a chicken salad. She got a chicken sandwich in a pussy, you know what I'm saying? What's all this shit here? What's all these vegetables and shit? White people shit.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you're looking at it, girl!
Oh, God. Well, listen, guys, we have to take a little break here. We've got to play a song. It is midnight on the East Coast, 11 p.m. Central Time. So we're going to break for a... fun, heartwarming song from the People Haters titled You're a Nigger. So, DJ, if you want to stay with us on the line, just go ahead and stay on and enjoy some music.
Sure.
Everybody else out there, when we come back for a break in a couple minutes, if you want to call in, the number is 646-200-4171. We do have a caller waiting on the line, area code 678. Then we know who it is. So just sit tight. We'll get to you here in a couple of minutes. And, folks, well, we will be back with Chimp Out Radio.
The niggas are getting all the money. Why work? You tell me, why the fuck work when you can screw, have babies, and get paid for it?
Boom in your face. Boys, fuzzy beer jumpers.
And welcome back to Chimp Out Radio, folks. We are live. It is 12:03 a.m. on the East Coast, about 6 in the morning, British Standard Time, and 11:03 p.m. Central Time. Thank you for staying with us. It is ChimpOut.com's second anniversary. I'm your co-host, Not Nice, and I'm joined by Birdman and DJ. Still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Birdman?
All right, I got a little idea here, since we got DJ here. How about we do a top 10 list? I have one ready, and I'll read it off. All I need is a proper intro from DJ.
Okay, no problem. All right, here on the second anniversary of ChimpOut.com, I don't know if you guys can hear this or not, but I just got hit by a sudden thunderstorm.
Yeah,
I hope you guys can still. Okay, all right, cool. Sorry about that. We're doing a top 10 list tonight, and Bird, what is the topic for this week's top 10 list?
Top 10 nigger ambitions.
How'd you come up with 10 of those? Niggers have no ambitions.
Well, you'd be surprised about what ambitions niggers have, but we'll carry right along.
All right. And who's reading these off tonight, Bird?
I will read them off. I just need the countdown from you.
All right.
Cool.
Well, go ahead, DJ. Start us off with an introduction there. What's the first number?
Yeah, what is number 10?
Go on American Idol to show everybody what a good singer you is.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
Oh, Lord.
That's great. You know, did you guys ever see the clip of the video clip of that one she boon that farted on that show?
No.
Yeah, she farted, and then she, like, realized that the microphone picked it up, and she goes, I just totally farted. I can't believe you haven't seen that one. It's on YouTube.
I got to find that. Jeez.
Yeah. All right. It's classic.
No. All right. Well,
okay.
Let's move it along. Number 9.
Yeah.
Bone up on the Jesus shit for the parole hearing. You got to show the parole board that they be good behavior and shit.
Right. Number 8.
You
know,
go on. Go on Maury Povich to prove that Dontrell be the baby daddy.
Oh, man. Maury Povich. Do you think he hates niggers?
I'm sure in a way he does.
I think he secretly does. I mean, he must get some laughs from the hoes that come on, the 300-pound sows that test out 17 different guys to prove who the baby daddy is. I mean, you can't. He's done this for so many years that you really can't have any compassion left for niggers after that.
I think he probably loves niggers because it's their TMB that keeps him in business.
Oh, yeah, he makes a lot of money off him. I'll say that.
Yeah, he does. You know who his wife is?
Connie Chung.
Connie Chung, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. He did all right for himself by making fun of niggers. Hey, maybe we can all score, like, some super hot. By making fun of niggers. Like, we'll just do the Maury Povich dating model or something. Number 7, nigger ambition.
Score some liquor and bang a white bitch.
In that order, even.
Yeah.
I believe.
That usually follows getting out of jail, scoring some liquor, then banging a white bitch.
Maybe they save up their Pruno for the day they get out.
Yep.
Hey, baby, I got some fresh Pruno. I just got out the joint. No, I'm saying. Wow. What are we on, number 6?
Number 6, yep. Go on Jerry Springer to slap the shit out of that hoe LaQuanda.
So I wonder which show do you think has a higher nigger count? Jerry Springer or Connie Chung's husband?
It's pretty diverse, I would say.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
That's a tough call.
Yeah,
man.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I have a job, so I don't get to watch either show.
Okay, the number 5 nigger ambition is?
Gets my reparations.
Reparations is shit.
Which is kind of surprising because it's only number 5.
Yeah. You need to get the priority straight, you know?
Yeah.
You think that'd be a little bit higher on the nigger list. What is number 4?
be the first one in the hood to get 38-inch wheels on your hoopie.
38-inch, man. That's like monster truck size.
Pretty much. They sit as, you put 38-inch wheels on an old Cutlass, it's sitting higher than a Chevy Suburban.
They would probably put them on a Chevy Suburban.
They do that, too.
Yeah. They have to, like, climb up a ladder just to get into their vehicle. Number three.
Sue McDonald's for making you fat.
Speaking of McDonald's, you know, I ate there for almost a whole month straight, like twice a day.
Jesus Christ.
Must have had the shit.
What?
You must have had the you must have had the shits for 2 months.
No, actually, it's funny. My body kind of adjusted to it, and I didn't really gain any weight either. It's weird.
That's fucking awesome.
It started to taste right to me. Like, normal food didn't taste normal anymore, and McDonald's started to taste right.
That's fucking horrible. I feel like throwing up just hearing that.
If your
body actually started changing around this. It's trash, you know. So your body is becoming trash around McDonald's food.
If I eat at McDonald's, I get the Cosby squirts for about a week. You know?
What is with that dog food smell? You know when you walk into McDonald's, it smells like dog food.
It is dog food.
It pretty much is.
It's monkey food.
Oh, that reminds me, the Nigos was eating dog food today. I forgot about that. Yeah, she was eating dog food.
We'll talk about that after we get the top 10 done.
All right. Okay, what are we on, number three?
Two.
Two? Okay, number two.
Die in a gun battle after turning your life around and shit.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a good boy. You didn't do nothing.
Of course.
And you're an aspiring rapper.
Yeah.
He is turning his life around. He's a good boy. I mean, the number one nigger ambition is.
And this was contributed by our own site administrator, Malificarum. The number one nigger ambition is to be a white man.
Not gonna happen. That was Michael Jackson's number one. Oh no, he was trying to be a white woman. That's right.
Yeah, how can what was the joke? Michael Jackson proves that a poor black boy can grow up to be a rich white woman.
Well, he made it, but well, guys. Hey, we got a call that's been waiting for a while. Air code 678. We're going to go ahead and bring you on the line because I know you've been very patient, and I really appreciate your commitment to the radio show tonight. But we finally have you on the line. Caller, welcome to Chimp Out Radio.
Evening.
Good evening. I wonder who this is. See that? Of course, Lady Coon Thrasher, welcome once again to Chimp Out Radio Live.
Yeah, I almost forgot to call in. Shoot me, please.
We won't shoot you.
Well, hey, you know, I was hoping and expecting you would call in tonight, so I'm very glad you did, despite the circumstances. So, I mean, yeah, I know you're a fixture of Chimp Out Radio. Show wouldn't be the same without you, and your husband, for that matter.
Actually, he's
now,
passed out in bed right now. He's, like, blown up, drunk.
He's passed out and drooling.
Oh, can't say I'm too surprised, but still a little disappointed. However, Lady Coon Thrasher, you've played this game before, and I figure for our second anniversary show, you would be the best person to play with us tonight, if you're willing and able. That is, if you want to play nigger trivia tonight.
I reckon so. I'll give it a shot.
Hey,
I'm pretty well
at least worth a shot.
I'm pretty well lit up right now. My brain's like on like frozen mode.
Nah, that makes it easier. I mean, hey, you are our first nigger trivia champion, so I'm sure you'll ace this. So if we're all ready, I'll go ahead and get started. We're going to have 5 questions, so you answer at least 4 right. You are a nigger trivia champion for tonight. Now, Berman and DJ, of course, please, no helping.
Okay.
And we got, you do have 1 lifeline, Lady Coon Thrasher. If you are not too sure about a question, you get 1 lifeline. It's a 50-50, meaning we get to take out 2 of the wrong answers.
All right.
So, are you ready to start?
Yeah, as long as you can hear me over my damn crappy phone.
I can hear you fine. Let me play. Maybe I should play a little intro music here for the segment. Let me see if I got something appropriate. There we go. That's our nigger trivia music right there. All right, maybe not. All right.
I feel like Bob Barker. I feel like Bob Barker already.
Yeah. Hey, I know, Birdman, you love animals about as much. But let's go ahead and get started. Question number 1. What nigger nation is home to one of the world's last absolute monarchies? A. Ethiopia. B. Sudan. C. Swaziland. Or D. Burkina Faso?
What about Detroit?
Yeah, have you seen Detroit City Council lately?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I saw him at the zoo.
I saw him
at the primate exhibit at the zoo.
All right, let's get Lady Coon Thrasher's answer. Should I repeat the options?
What was the question again?
All right, which nigger nation is one of the world's last absolute monarchies? They have a nigger king and shit.
And it's either
Ethiopia, Sudan, Swaziland, or Burkina Faso.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to use your lifeline, let me know.
Give me a second.
Oh,
no helping.
Are you Googling this?
Fuck.
You cheater.
I'm going to go ahead and guess.
5 seconds left.
Sudan.
C.
That is unfortunately not right. The right answer is Swaziland, which is C. DJ Day was whispering. That's okay. You still got 4 questions. All you got to do is get all of them right.
I'm going to get all these wrong tonight because I'm like pretty well lit up and Ben's in bed.
I don't know, not nice. These are kind of tough questions, you know.
That was a very tough question. What was that last one?
They get better from here.
Y'all look nice to me tonight.
I am this nice. Here's number 2. I'm sure you know this one. Which one of these was not a Spook Lee film, or Spike Lee, as other people call him? Which one was not a movie of his? Do the Right Thing, A. B. Malcolm X. C. American Gangster. Or D. Jungle Fever?
A.
You think A was not a Spike Lee film?
Do the Right Thing?
Do the Right Thing. That's a movie about niggers crying about racism against whitey. So,
okay,
you know.
What's the other 3 ones?
Well, the other ones are Malcolm X, American Gangster, which came out a couple of years ago.
American Gangster.
There you go.
That's
absolutely correct. We got our first right answer.
That's
right.
Hey, speaking of Malcolm X, didn't you? Did you guys hear that his killer was just released from prison or paroled or something like that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Hey, high fives for everybody.
That's right. All right, well, let's go to question number 3. You got to know this one. In what Texas city was the nigger James Byrd dragged to death behind a pickup truck? Was it A, Waco, B, Jasper, C, Austin, or D, Dallas? I remind you, you still have the lifeline left.
Let's see, Austin.
Well, before you answer, let me give you a hint. It was a small town. Waco, sort of a mid-sized town. Jasper, not so big. Austin is the state capital. I live in Dallas. Where would it have been? Waco, Jasper, Austin, or Dallas?
Jasper.
That is correct. It was Jasper, Texas. James Byrd went for a little ride and lost his head there.
Yeah, a little rope therapy never hurt anybody.
Can you remember the size of the oil slick that was left behind there?
Well, it must have been disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which.
Maybe they were just trying to save money on, like, blacktop.
Yeah, there you go. Now, you know, when a town is trapped for cash and they need to repave the roads, what are they going to do?
Damn.
So, let's go to number four. When niggers smoke what they call wet, what are they referring to? When
like,
niggers smoke wet, so here's the options. A.
Spell that, please.
Wet, W-E-T.
Okay.
All right. Is it A, blunt? Filled with weed, dipped in embalming fluid? Is it B, jenkum? Is it C, crack mixed with heroin? Or is it D, a joint soaked in Colt 45?
I guess jenkum.
Well, let me give you a hint here. It makes the niggers really crazy. I mean, it's a chemical. It involves a chemical that shouldn't be in a living human body. So we'll go over the options again.
The embalm.
Yeah. Yes, blunt, dip, and embalming fluid, something that only a nigger could possibly think of. So that is correct. And really, who does that? You know, whoever thought, hey, let me dip it. Well, of course, but, you know, let me dip a blunt in embalming fluid that, you know, something that's put into dead people and smoke it. But whatever. I mean, I guess I should be trying to understand what niggers do. However, Lady Queen Thrasher, you're one question away from being our nigger trivia champion for tonight. Here's number five. Which of the following is not some sort of nigger holiday? A, Martin Luther King Day. B, Juneteenth. C, Kwanzaa. Or D, Reparations Day.
Juneteenth.
Which one is not some sort of nigger holiday?
That,
you do have a lifeline left. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead.
You said I heard three of them. I didn't hear four.
All right. Let me go over them again then. The first was Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, Martin Luther King. Okay.
That, you know, we got Juneteenth, Kwanzaa, and Reparations Day. The question is, which one is not some sort of nigger holiday? An official nigger holiday.
D.
Which is?
Reparations.
That is correct. They're actually, amazingly enough, there is not such a thing as Reparations Day. So that is correct. And you are our Nigger Trivia champion for tonight. You know, despite struggling there with the influence of alcohol, pretty confessional, I'm proud to say that you've got a 4 out of 5. That's right.
By the skin of our teeth, we don't have Reparations Day yet, but I'm sure they'll work it in.
Oh, yeah. You know it's coming. God, that's going
to
be...
They're trying to work on it, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I wonder if niggers will get the day off of work for that. Oh, that's right, they don't work, never mind.
The day off of what, yeah.
Maybe they get, like, a double welfare check that day.
Actually, on the plus side, if niggers get the day off, so does Ben. Yes, I know. So that...
What?
There you go.
Well, hey, I would take it off. If the niggers can take a day off, I want to take it off, too. I mean, if they're going to get reparations.
Yeah.
What would a nigger take a day off from? What would they be doing that they would be taking a break from if they don't work? I mean, what?
They would be taking a break from smoking the crack to ease off and smoke
a
little weed.
They'll never take a day off of that.
They take it easy and smoke a little weed instead of the crack that they've been smoking for the last 3 years.
Yeah, they'll have some crack to celebrate.
They go and drink 40s instead, huh?
Yeah. Well, you guys may say, hey, why would a nigger need to take a day off from? But let me remind you, those crack houses don't run themselves.
That's true.
Somebody's got to hand out the crack. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, even your typical nigger who sleeps 14 hours a day still has to get up at some point and make some more money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, more money.
There you go. That's a pretty convincing presentation there.
Well, y'all go ahead and have yourselves a good show and get on to the next caller. I did my traditional thing.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, go to the emergency room. Get yourself checked in for alcohol poisoning.
Trust me, that ain't going to happen.
Take your husband with you, too.
Yeah,
listen, I appreciate you calling, as always. And it's always great to have you on, Lady King Thrasher. And it's always great to see you on the forum. Again, thank you so very much for being a part of this.
Yeah, always. I can never miss a show.
Have a great night, hon.
Good night.
Good night. All right, so there we go. Chimp Out Radio Tradition, Lady Queen Thrasher. And we did our Chimp Out trivia there, which is always fun and educational. Because I'm sure everybody out there learned something tonight. Now then, fellas, we have another caller on the line. I thought it was going to be a slow show tonight, but I was wrong. Caller, area code 414.
Bring him on.
He or she, or maybe it, is waiting on the line. So let's go ahead and bring our next caller on. Area code 414, you're on Chimp Out Radio. Welcome to the show. Hey. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing great. Who's this?
Doing great.
Hey, this is Brewski calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How are you guys doing?
Doing
great.
What time you called the show, you fucknut?
Damn right. I've had numerous invitations to come on to the show and everything like that. But you know, it's been one of these things where I've tried to save the best for last. And I thought this would be a good time to try to call in and give you guys some credit because you've been doing a very good job and. I've been listening to you guys for about an hour or so, and, as I have for probably the last, 32 shows or so, and, you guys you do a good job. I have to say, I really appreciate what you're doing, and I think all of us at Chimp Out are pretty much in the same agreement here.
All right. Well, thank you.
I haven't talked to you in person there, Brewski, and you totally sound like you're from Milwaukee.
He does.
Well, it's sort of a dialect thing. It's funny because I went down to Florida one time, and not too long ago, and I took a cab down there, actually, and they suspected I was from the Wisconsin. Just because of the way I was talking, I thought that was kind of silly that they would say that. But you know what? It's true. I guess we do sound a little bit different than the rest of us.
Yeah, and that's quite all right. Listen, I am just thrilled to call them, Bruce. I've been trying to get you on Chimp Out Radio for a while.
Well, the thing I called in for is. Did I win the Iron Man Award? Just wondering. I was curious.
The idea was canceled.
Oh. Well, I certainly was a viable candidate. Don't you agree, or no?
Oh, for Christ's sake, don't put me through this, Brisky. Please.
Well, the Cheesehead Award.
The Cheesehead Award. Well,
for being from Wisconsin.
I will certainly take that award if there is such an award. I only have about 2 medals on my forum. You look at my profile on the award, and it's kind of lacking. So. If there is a Cheesehead Award, I would certainly like to have one of those.
Well, actually, there isn't. I lied about that, but you know what you do get is you get the Radio Guest Award for being on with us tonight.
Well, that's fantastic. That would give me 3. That would,
yeah, you're going to get something out of it.
That'd be great. And, I was also thinking about the nigger trivia. Is there really such a thing as nigger trivia? I mean, it's sort of, as far as niggers go, I mean...
Yeah, there is, Brisky, there is such a thing as nigger trivia, It's what they typically name their first female niglet. It's my nigga Trivia.
Well, see,
I'm gonna be Trivia and shit.
Well, that, you know,
like
that would be
Trivia.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Like anything, niggers is Trivia.
Yes, that would be trivial. What they name their niggers. But I was thinking, you know, maybe we should expand the trivia a little bit to just nigger generalisms, because there really is no nigger trivia, is there?
Well, you know, it's I think a matter of semantics here. I mean, a trivia, you can call it trivia, fact, stupid shit, whatever.
Hey, I got a question here. I mean, who invented peanut butter? And the answer being is the Aztec Indians.
There you go.
Now, it doesn't take as KFC would say, it doesn't take rocket appliances to figure out that the Aztecs back 2,000 years ago figured that, hey, let's chew up some peanuts and see what happens.
Well, see, there you go. That's a piece of nigger trivia right there. It has to do with niggers. To be specific, the fact that they didn't invent peanut butter. So I guess that's what we're talking about when we talk about nigger trivia, just nigger facts. You know, they have more AIDS than anyone. Africa's a piece of shit. That kind of thing.
On the eighth day, God stood upon the continent of Europe and had to take a giant shit. So he squatted down and took a shit, and out came Africa. Thessalonians, something or other. It's in there somewhere. I just can't find it.
Well, that's great, guys. Hey, I just wanted to give a shout-out to you guys, and, hey, you finally got me on the radio show. So, hey, keep doing what you're doing, and continued good luck.
All right. Thank you very much, Whiskey.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, I almost met Whiskey in person. I was going through Wisconsin just a few weeks ago, and I tried to call him, and we just couldn't hook up. But there's a ferry, because I was heading back to Michigan. There's a ferry that goes from Milwaukee to, I think, Muskegon. And I was going to take the ferry across Lake Michigan, but I didn't think he could swim that far.
Yeah, I forgot to load my rimshot sound effect.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Perfect one.
My bad. Listen, guys, we got about a little less than half an hour left here at Chip Hour Radio. We're going to go ahead and go all the way to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Right now it is 12:32 a.m. on the East Coast. We're going to take a quick musical break. And we're going to come back with myself, Not Nice, Birdman, and DJ here on Chimp Out Radio Live. Don't go away. We will be back in a couple of minutes.
One, two, three, four, I don't like you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Chimp Out Radio Live tonight. I'm your co-host, Don Knife, and I'm joined by Birdman and DJ Stubnig. It is 12:34 a.m. on the East Coast, a little past 6:30 in the morning in London. And Birdman, DJ, Birdman, do we have another news story left for tonight?
Yes, we do. A real quick one here. Vermont, the state of Vermont, is quickly becoming a popular destination for Haitian invaders. And, you know, before I report this story, we've done quite a bit of news on Haiti in past shows, and I have a feeling that we'll be doing many more news stories on Haiti because it's such a tragic shithole. But the story goes that Vermont has become a popular destination for Haitian invaders. Fernande Theodat Joseph entered the federal courtroom last Wednesday afternoon looking wan and worried. 2 days earlier, she had been picked up by the U.S. Border Patrol agents at 3:15 a.m. as she and another person, nigger, were walking down a remote dirt road in North Troy in the pouring rain. She and her companion had quickly admitted the obvious. They had surreptitiously entered the United States from Canada earlier that evening and did not have the proper paperwork to be in the country.
Good Lord. I mean, what is this? We got niggers from Haiti coming into the United States from Canada?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know what the Canada laws are, but, you know, in the story says they also had something else in common. They were both citizens of Haiti. And could it be that... what can I say? I mean, Haiti is such a terrible, squalid hellhole, and they are desperate to get into the United States by any means necessary. And in this case, they came through Canada rather than Florida.
Good Lord. That's quite a detour there, but...
they got lost.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just thinking the determination of the niggers to get some gifts me that is so powerful that they will overcome any obstacle if, at the end, there's some kind of welfare check.
You know, and this kind of makes me wonder, too. If these niggers from Haiti had enough ambition to go to Canada just to get into the United States through the northern border, why do they not have the ambition to be better at anything else, like getting a job or being productive citizens or running a country in a proper manner? These Haitians, what they do, their ambition only applies to gives me that.
It sure does. They will go through, I mean, as you can see from the story, they will go through really superhuman lengths to get to gives me that. I mean, you've all seen the stories on the forum about niggers making the trek through the Sahara Desert, northward from sub-Saharan Africa through Arab North Africa to then get across the Mediterranean to Europe. I mean, it's a huge trek. I couldn't do it, but niggers are so desperate for handouts, they won't go to those lengths. They won't put that kind of effort to other things that would make their countries, you know, not be hellholes, but when it comes to chasing the gifts me that, they will become globetrotters, literally.
You know, maybe we can harness that energy somehow. Like, put a nigger on a treadmill hooked up to a generator and then dangle, like, a welfare check in front of him or something.
There you go. Energy crisis solved.
Yeah.
That's good, because with this oil spill we're having now in the Gulf of Mexico, that Obongol is mishandling, we're going to need all the energy we can get.
And this whole oil spill brings up a whole new subject, and that the state of Louisiana has declared a state of emergency because of the oil spill in the Gulf. And even though this doesn't affect directly the niggers on land, they are still begging for handouts.
Yeah, the only house that even made it to shore, the niggers are already begging for assistance. I mean, how long is it going to be before there are niggers on rooftops, you know, with banners reading, you know, rescue us? Meanwhile,
the niggers will probably say, look at my black skin. Oh, I'm covered in oil. I was lying this morning. Give me a check.
Yeah, I'm covered in oil. Give me some money. I wouldn't put it past them. But there you go. I mean, things in general. I mean, I don't want to be able to doom and gloom here. But things in the last year in America and worldwide, really, have gotten kind of scary. Is it just me?
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like we seem to have less freedom with each passing day. And just shit going wrong everywhere. So, you know, you have to wonder, how is this all going to end up? I don't want to get too serious here, but let's say if things get bad enough, the niggers' handouts start getting cut off because there's just no money. What's going to happen?
Just to show, I don't know if you guys heard this story or not, but just to show how far niggers will go for handouts. There was a story I read a few weeks ago, and I wish I had the story in front of me, but I got the gist of it. A nigger broke out of prison to go rob a convenience store for packs of Newport cigarettes. Then he came back, broke back into prison with a couple of cartons of Newport cigarettes in his hand. He didn't want to leave prison. He just wanted his Newports. This is what we're talking about here. This is what chimp out. This is what chimp out in our 2 years of service are all about. How stupid niggers are, and how willing they are to commit TMB, even though they are the laziest creatures on the planet. This nigger broke out of prison, climbed over razor wire just to rob a convenience store to steal a bunch of packs of Newport menthol cigarettes. Then he broke back into prison, and it ends up that he got another 16 years added to his sentence for robbing the store. I mean, you can't make this shit up.
Good God. I mean, I don't have that much imagination, that's for sure.
Oh my God! I mean, if they applied that much work ethic and creativity into good things, niggers would be the smartest creatures on the planet. I mean, we would find a way to travel by time, you know, travel by light speed in the universe. If the niggers would apply their desperation for handouts to solve the problem of traveling at the speed of light, then maybe we could travel at the speed of light.
Well, if they could travel at the speed of light, they would just use that technology to get to the handout faster. So it wouldn't really benefit to mankind.
Well, hey, what if Megas actually were able to channel that energy and, you know, that drive to get gifts me that instead, like Burman said, channel it into something, say, a scientific endeavor? What if they discover a time machine, you know, and you think, hey, maybe they will go back in time and make slavery not happen or make Martin Luther King not get shot, something like that? Of course not. They go back in time just to, like, steal Colonel Sanders' KFC recipe or something.
And there was this other nigger that I heard who robbed a bank, right? Niggers rob banks all the time. It's no big deal. But this nigger, as brilliant as he was, he called ahead to the bank and said that he would be robbing the place. And when he showed up at the bank, the police were waiting for him. I mean, come on, people. How can you possibly think that these niggers are human beings? They are so unbelievably stupid. No white man would do that.
But he actually called the bank to make an appointment to
yes.
rob.
Yes, yes. He called the bank, and somebody answered the phone, and he said, I'm going to be coming by and robbing you and shit. 15 minutes later, when he came to rob the place, there was about four or five squad cars sitting right in front of the building. And he's standing there going, oh, gee, I didn't know that'd be happening. I didn't expect that to be. It's kind of like the one story we did on Chimp Out Radio ages ago. The niggers who robbed the fast food store and left their soiled boxers at the scene. I mean, as far as committing crime, to give credit where due, committing crime, you got to admit the niggers are very creative.
Well, they're creative, all right. But their creativity, the great majority of the time, goes horribly wrong. You know, you have, of course, the nigger leaving his boxers and the fast food place that they robbed.
Playing ahead for a bank rob.
Yeah, I pointed to rob a bank. But even when it comes to the rare non-criminal endeavor, the niggers still apply this sort of twisted creativity. For example, I'm sure you've seen on the forum the video of the niggers of Somalia who try to build their own helicopter.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna do that story, but since you mentioned it,
I mean,
go right ahead with it.
A helicopter is a sophisticated piece of equipment, you know, that's built to some very high engineering standards, because it's the kind of thing that if anything goes wrong, many people could die, not just the people in the helicopter. So these niggers in Somalia decide to build a helicopter in the backyard out of scrap metal and a lawnmower motor or some shit. And they put, you know, these rotor blades, God knows from where. I don't know if they made them or what. But as someone on the Chimp Out Forum mentioned very helpfully, you know, the blades on a rotor on a helicopter have to be perfectly balanced.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Balanced and calibrated a certain way. Otherwise, you know, they're going to start, you know, kind of, you know, going up and down and just tearing the helicopter itself up.
Here's the thing that I'm not nice on. And we've all seen here on Chimp Out, we've all seen the video of the nigger that made the helicopter out of scrap metal. It hasn't reached flight. It hasn't yet to leave the ground, but and I've seen the video. They hooked up like a Chevy van engine to the rotor, and it spins and it makes a lot of noise. And the mainstream nigger-loving media is calling this a triumph of technology. These poor niggers that live in a squalid hellhole and build a helicopter in their backyard that does not fly, but the thing spins around a little bit. Humans have been using helicopters for more than 60 years now, and they do quite well. And it's a big fucking deal that, like, some nigger builds, like, some piece of shit with a spinning blade?
I mean, what they did here, what these niggers did, is kind of like a three-year-old human child would do. You know, like, take a cardboard box and maybe make some propellers out of tin foil and put them on top of the box and maybe paint some windows on. And it's a helicopter. And it is a child, so it's cute. You know, that's cool. But, you know, these niggers are doing essentially the same thing. They're building a toy, except in their minds, it's a real helicopter. And it's going to fly.
But the mainstream, the thing that gets me the most is the mainstream nigger-loving media is calling this such an achievement.
Oh, of course.
And they're celebrating this piece of shit helicopter made out of soda cans and a fucking engine out of an 86 Ford Econoline, some kind of huge thing. I'm like, what the fuck? It doesn't even fly. I mean, humans invented the helicopter over 60 years ago, and they're celebrating this. They're saying, oh, these niggers are so creative. Fuck that.
What would a nigger do if they had a helicopter anyway? Where would it go with it?
It would be like a mobile rape service, I guess. It would fly to different villages and, you know, rape different females.
I think it's funny just to picture a nigger in a helicopter just flying around by himself. I I'm a nigger in a helicopter. Well, I'm in a helicopter.
I don't think we'll be seeing that anytime soon, but on the plus side, this so-called helicopter, I mean, in the video that was posted in Chimpao, the boots were standing around the helicopter as they started up and the blades started rotating. I mean, I'm sure by now one of them has had their head cut off by this thing.
I wish their head would be cut off by this thing, but apparently they do duck under the blades. And it's sitting in their backyard of their mud hut.
Well, the video, I'm sure it's weeks old, but I'm sure by now at least one of them has been killed by this thing.
I hope so.
I mean, there's just no way. I mean, niggers and spinning sharp things, just, it's not going to...
Niggers and technology in general do not agree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, niggers take any technology and turn it into something disgusting or tacky or stupid. Look at cell phones, for example. Not a bad invention in principle, but fuck. I mean, the niggers have turned it into a public nuisance.
This whole thing with the helicopter really does bug me, though, because just imagine this. Some stupid nigger in Zimbabwe gets a snowblower engine some kind of small engine from a lawnmower, hooks it up the wheels and puts two wheels in the front and a steering wheel. Next thing you're hearing from the mainstream media, oh, some nigger in Zimbabwe invented a car. Wait, let me check. Didn't Mercedes-Benz invent the car in 1869 or something like that? I don't know the exact year. But if the niggers went ahead, put a lawnmower engine on something and made it move with a steering wheel, oh, the niggers in Africa, they're doing so well. They invented a car. No. For Christ's sake, does the mainstream media expect us to be really that stupid? Apparently so, because Sandra Bullock just adopted a fucking niglet.
Oh, God. I read about that. That's fucking ridiculous. I mean, here's a woman who's, you know, I'll give her credit. She's talented. I think she's gorgeous. I think she's not stupid. And yet, she doesn't pull something like this. You know, I guess Hollywood just makes people nut cases.
I mean, would you go and adopt a Wolverine and bring it into your house? Would you bring in, say, a lion? Well, some people do, but, you know.
Well, if it's getting like a nigger, a Wolverine, and a lion, I'll take the lion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know, being from Michigan, I take the Wolverine.
There you go.
It's like adopting a Wolverine and not expecting it to destroy your house. You know?
Right.
You adopt a niglet, it's going to destroy your house and probably rape your other children. So.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Yeah.
I read that.
Ottoman.
Niggers seem to have a thing for Ottomans.
Yeah, they do, because they got four legs and they're just sexy.
Well, they're thick. They're
usually white.
Well, guys, there's about 7 minutes left. Do we have any callers left? Or?
I can't say that we do. I mean, if anybody wants to call in, we got a little bit of time left. Number is 646-200-4171. It's 12:53 a.m. on the West Coast. We got, as Berman said, about 7 minutes left of our second anniversary Chimpout Radio Show. And let me tell you, I mean, I'm very pleased with the way the show has turned out. We've got some, you know, good amount of callers, some good callers, some good laughs.
Absolutely.
All in all, I've had a great time. Well, what about you, DJ? Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. It stopped raining, and, you know, I'm basically just sitting in the danger range. I had to pull over to a spot where I could pick up a signal, and a car just drove past me real slow, and they're turning around. I guess they're concerned that I'm doing something I'm not supposed to do, but...
the unmarked government sedan checking you out there.
It actually is. It's like a dark sedan.
Oh boy.
I don't know what they're doing. Maybe
Red Leg is right after all.
Yeah, he's got me spooked. I'm looking for black helicopters. Maybe the nigger helicopter is gonna come by and do a drive by.
All right.
In our closing minutes, DJ, we have a future episode coming out very soon.
Well,
yeah,
we got a Skype caller trying to get in here. Should we put him in here real quick?
Oh, yeah, let him in.
All right. Caller, you're on Chippo Radio.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, it's UK Doc in Detroit again.
Doc,
how you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I just thought I'd call back in before the cider runs out.
All right. Well, hey, you know, might as well go ahead and wrap the show up with you here. You get Darky Destroyer. Well, so I see you're still up.
Well, actually, yeah, who gives a shit? Like, this is what I've been wanting to do for a very, very long time. I've been listening to Chimpact Radio for, what, just over 14 months now. Pretty much since it came out, and I'm really glad to be here. So I just thought I'd call back in again.
Awesome. I feel like I'm part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation here. I feel honored. But, hey, I mean, it's what, 6 in the morning over there now?
Well, just shy. 5:56 I've got my computer
close,
here.
Close to 6. Wow, it was already daytime over there. Wow. Well, hey, I appreciate you staying up so late and calling back in again. Very much appreciated. I look forward to the next prank call. So I'm going to have it on whatever you send me. I'm going to put it on the next episode of the Not Nice Radio Show, whenever that comes out.
Thanks.
I know my schedule is very erratic.
Okay, thanks for listening, nice. I just like to say before everybody goes, because we've got like 4 minutes, 3 minutes left on now, I'd like to say I hate niggers. They are vile, disgusting creatures. And listen, Chimp Out, this is a message to my mom. And my dad, everything you said to me about niggers was fucking true, and I've got a few friends coming up, and a few nephews and family coming up in a couple of days' time, and I hope to download this to them so they can hear it, so they can know exactly how I feel about the fucking coons, and especially the Somali niggers. Excellent. Because they're
all
vile fucking creatures.
I couldn't agree more. That was quite a statement there, UK Darky Destroyer. And hey, we're about out of time here. So guys, Birdman, DJ Stu.
It's time for us to say our goodbyes here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for supporting ChimpOut.com and ChimpOut Radio. We're looking forward to new episodes from Not Nice. Hint, hint, hint.
Yeah, all right. I got some work on that. And hey, the more the merrier. I'm going to bring on Lady Coonthrasher here. Are you still there, Lady Coonthrasher?
Yes, I am. I want to say happy birthday to Stinky Niggs.
All right.
Happy birthday, Stinky.
Oh.
For God's sake, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Stinky Niggs as well. That would be great.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Stinky Niggs.
Yeah, I want to make sure to say happy birthday, you know, Stinky Niggs. That's the main thing I was wanting to do.
Right.
I almost forgot to do it earlier than that.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, folks, we are about out of time. We're about to get caught up by Block Talk Radio. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, DJ, for joining us. Yeah, thank you to all our guests for joining us. Thank you, Birdman.
And thank you, Not Nice, for standing in as host tonight because... DJ's out in the wilderness somewhere.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. You're an awesome host. DJ's also an awesome host. I love you both.
Well, so are you, Bert. You're an awesome host.
Yeah. Man, you guys are great. I'm happy to do this. I've had a great time. And what can I tell you? I mean, I wouldn't have missed this for the world. So, folks, thank you again for listening. We'll see you around on the forum as soon as we can. So for now, thank you for having listened to Chimp Out Radio. Happy second anniversary. Everybody have a great weekend.
And happy birthday, Chimp Out.
Happy birthday, Chimp Out.